And so people saw that on our Snapchats and our Facebooks and Instagrams. I'm like, wow, this is working. And it's a passive way. Like, I'm not calling individually the people in my sphere. I'm showing them the experience we're creating, and they're calling and texting me. And I'm looking at the viewers of the people watching my stories, and it's the same people that were looking at those stories on Snapchat and looking at my posts on Instagram and liking my stuff on Facebook that eventually down the line would start calling. Social agent secrets. So the big question is this. With all the new technology like big data, AI, and automation disrupting the real estate industry, how are real estate agents and entrepreneurs like you and I supposed to survive, evolve, and thrive in the future of real estate sales? How do real estate entrepreneurs like us, who are spending money out of our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our expertise and services and things that we believe in out to our ideal clients? How do we use digital marketing to gain their trust and turn them into actual clients? Those are the questions, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Fee, and welcome to Social Agent Secrets. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Danny Fee, Social Agent Secrets Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about why I decided to harness the power of social media and digital marketing to find success in my real estate business. And we're going to go back to when I was just getting started in the business. I want to talk a little bit about how I got started. I mean, me telling you that this stuff works, creating your digital agent, your digital character, your attractive character, and harnessing the power of social media through video, telling you that it works from a place where I'm already finding success. Like, I'm doing 35 deals a year, over $8 billion in revenue. And while that is not the most productive real estate agent in the history of the planet, it is a lot better than the average. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just telling you this because I know there are so many agents out there, new and old, who aren't really using a social media strategy in an effective way. And if they are using it, a lot of times we're just seeing that they try it once, maybe they made one video, and it's just, you know, they're not seeing the results. So I'm going to talk to you about how I got started with this, and why I decided to get started with this, and how it's worked for me, okay? A little bit about myself. For those of you who don't know, this is a new podcast. This is just the third episode. I probably should have started with this topic, but, you know, I realized the importance of telling my story, and so we're doing it now. It's the third episode. So what I want to explain to you guys is, I was born and raised here in Las Vegas. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. Like, I've always seen the allure of the Las Vegas Strip, you know, just in and around the area growing up as a kid. You know, like, the most popular water park was down on the Las Vegas Strip, right in between a lot of the most popular casinos. My mom worked at the Circus Circus, and while, you know, it's not the most elaborate hotel and casino, back in the 80s and 90s, it was a fun place to go, and it still is a fun place to go, but there's been so much development since then, right? So being in and around the area a lot as a kid, the allure of the city attracted me. The luxury of the city attracted me. The ambiance, just everything attracted me, and it kind of formed this entrepreneurial spirit, this desire for... you know, how can I put it? I mean, abundance really is what it is. It just created this desire for abundance, along with, you know, a few other mentor figures in my life who really inspired me. It made me want to do well and be well off when I was in my adult life. And so fast forward a little bit, I decided to go to UNLV. I decided to start my first business, which I failed at. It was a mobile billboard company. We did do some successful advertising campaigns. I've always loved marketing. I've always loved advertising. I just didn't know how I was going to make it big, right? And so we started this mobile billboard company. I was a busser on the Las Vegas Strip in some fine dining restaurants. You can make really good money in the service industry here in Las Vegas. It kept me close to the allure that kept pulling me in of what we find on the Las Vegas Strip. But it allowed me to raise a decent amount of money so I can finally invest in my first business. And an opportunity came along. I decided to jump into this mobile billboard opportunity. We bought a truck in Atlanta. I drove it out. I bought it online with all the money I had, pretty much. We drove it out. We built this big 10 by 20 foot mobile billboard on the back of it. And we started, you know, trying to get clients. We got our first clients advertising up and down the Las Vegas Strip and in certain districts for politicians who were looking to get elected. And I tried at that business and failed, but I knew the power of marketing. It taught me what a CPM or cost per thousand impressions was. It taught me a lot about advertising that I never knew. So it was part of my journey, part of failing forward, that brought me to ultimately where I am today. I decided to continue working in the service industry after that failure, but I always had that entrepreneurial spirit. Like, how was I going to make it? How am I going to make it? And just so you guys know, I haven't quite made it yet. I really haven't. You know, I have my goal in mind, but we're finding small success right now. But we're being careful because I know that the biggest killer of huge and massive success is small success. So we're very humble about everything we've achieved so far. And this digital strategy is one of the things that's helped us get there. That's why I created this podcast. But back to the story. You know, I graduate from college, business and marketing. I'm still in the nightlife now. I started bar backing. I started bartending. And eventually, applying my business acumen to becoming a bar manager on an ultra lounge on the Las Vegas Strip. I learned a lot about customer service. I learned a lot about treating people the right way, even when they're a little bit drunk and they're saying things to you that aren't so pleasant, how to keep a straight face, smile, and find a solution. Those skills have also transferred into my real estate business extremely well. But I had a blast doing this. I loved it. You know, for my early 20s, it was exhilarating. We were throwing a party every night. I ended up becoming the general manager of this place. And we were at one of the top resorts in Las Vegas. It was upscale. It was luxury. It was the allure that I remembered growing up as a kid. And now I was engulfed in the nightlife industry. We're selling bottles of vodka that normally cost $8 to $9 for $300, $350. And it was fun, okay? I loved it. And there was a huge marketing component to this as well. And social media started taking off during this time in my life. It became a thing. When I was at UNLV, it was introduced. You know, as you know, Facebook started in colleges. So it was introduced. We started our profile then and we started using it. I'm in the nightlife business on the Strip at the Venetian, and you know, time goes by. I start to get the hang of things. I learn how to manage a group of people who are helping with the service side of things at our lounge. I learn how to, hire DJs and video DJs and throw a party and facilitate events and do catering and bring in these big multinational corporations to entertain potential clients at these conventions and networking and bartending and crafting cocktails. It was fun. But like all things, you know, if you do something enough, sometimes if you're not all the way passionate for it, it can become old. And the thing that I found was I still have that entrepreneurial spirit. And while I treated this business like it was my business, it wasn't my business. And so there was a hole missing. I wasn't fulfilled. I needed to try ownership and entrepreneurship again. And I had little projects on the side, like a guest list website that I created and drove traffic to. And I learned how to, you know, send them to nightlife hosts and the guest list coordinators at the nightclubs and also try to attract them to my Ultra Lounge to sell them bottle service. So I learned a little bit about internet marketing organically, just through Google search, getting that YouTube education. And, you know, one of the things that was really unique was I was looking for a way to fill that void I had where I wasn't getting the satisfaction of owning my own business. And I had my mom, who was in real estate. She got her real estate license back in 2012 and told me, hey, listen, you know, I know you've tried timeshares before. You were successful at that. You're good at sales. You know how to run a business. Being a realtor requires you owning your own business, and it might fulfill this entrepreneurial void that you have. She didn't say that, but when she spoke to me, I started thinking, hey, maybe this could be an avenue to that entrepreneurial dream that I have and finding that success. So, you know, I love the nightlife still. I was having a great time, but at the same time, I got the news that the lease on our nightclub, our Ultra Lounge at the Venetian, the 15-year lease was expiring and my company was not renewing it. There was some issues between the owner of the Venetian and the owner of my corporation, and they just couldn't come to terms. And I was brought in by my senior vice president, and he said, hey, Danny, we're going to be closing down your lounge. And, you know, I wanted to tell you up front so you had enough time to prepare if there's anything you want to do. But I have an opportunity at our Fine Dining Steakhouse if you want the assistant general manager position there and potentially work into a general manager role again in our steakhouse doing $14, $15 million a year. You know, it's yours. And I had a choice to make at that point in my life. Was I going to continue in this path of management and potentially become a general manager again and then maybe a director and just climb that corporate ladder? Or was I going to go after what I truly wanted, what I truly needed to be fulfilled on and start with this path to a successful entrepreneurial career? And in the back of my mind, I was like, this is someone speaking to me. This is someone calling me. Hey, listen, you got to give this a shot. You know, you keep sending referrals to your mom. She keeps getting the commission checks. You keep asking her for a percentage. And she, like the good mom that she is, keeps saying, legally, I can't give you a percentage because you don't have a real estate license. And I'm like, what? You're my mom. Come on. What are you talking about? Like, let's go here. No. You know, my mom is like one of the best people on this planet. She's by the book. Doesn't matter. And that's actually what has made me so diligent about, you know, my money and learning how to make money. She just would never give it to me. Like, I had to earn everything. And so this was another point in my life where I'm like, I'm at a crossroad. What do I do here? The good news is I had about a year and a half. People keep telling me it takes about a year to find success in real estate. So I decided to sign up for school and I got my license. I went through the training and while I was going through the schooling process to get my license as a real estate agent here in Las Vegas, I started, looking up, you know, how do you sell houses? What's the best strategy? What do you need to do? What's the first thing you focus on? Man, there was so much to learn on top of that. The test to become a realtor, it was, you know, studying and a lot of stuff that didn't seem too relevant, but it definitely is relevant. It just doesn't teach you how to generate business. So when I talk about relevance, it's good for your fiduciary and learning about, you know, the laws and the rules and regulations regarding real estate, but teaching you how to generate business and find success and ultimately sell houses successfully and solve, you know, these clients' problems and even find those clients to help them solve their real estate needs and goals. That wasn't, you know, taught. So I'm like, how do I do this? And granted, at this time, I'm still working at the Ultra Lounge. Like, I have a year and a half. Everyone keeps telling me, you're not going to make it in real estate if you do it part-time. There's no way you can do it. I'm like, like, you don't know me. I'm very competitive. Like, in my mind, I'm like, okay. You know that thing when someone tells you can't do something, for those competitive A-type entrepreneurs out there, it's like, I wish more people would tell me stuff that I can't do. Because that's just like, That's the gas I need to get going sometimes. And I'm like, okay, how can I do this? I learned a lot of the traditional real estate marketing tactics that work for the top producers, the guys in my office, the girls in my office making $1 million a year in commissions. What were they doing? I studied them. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to join the best brokerage in Las Vegas, in my opinion, Keller Williams Realty Las Vegas. An amazing leader in Debbie Joyce there, creating a culture of just, you know, unmatchable. You can't match the culture that's been created there. The leaders that have grown in there, that have been attracted to that brokerage because of this environment that's been created by our owner broker, is just amazing. So I learned a lot from them. But, the main thing that was being taught was all of the different traditional ways to generate leads. You go and get a farm. You pick a neighborhood that you like, which you still need to do even with this strategy. In future episodes, we're going to talk about becoming the digital mayor, digital president of specific zip codes or specific neighborhoods, and how to use a digital strategy that's modern, that works, that lets you show up. Oh, man, I can't wait to start sharing that stuff with you. But I'm learning these traditional marketing methods, and I don't like them. Is something about them, other than open houses. I liked open houses because I could kill two birds with one stone and work on my digital marketing strategy in between the time people were showing up to the houses. And I got to, speak with them face to face in person, kind of like when I was bartending or managing the Ultra Lounge. I went from being a shy kind of introverted person to just enjoying meeting people and talking to people. And that's what happened through my transformation as a bartender, bar manager, general manager. You can't not talk to people. You're hiring people. You have a staff and you're serving clients and customers in your bar. Same thing in real estate. So open houses were cool, but it's a lot of work. You're doing a lot of work and you're only seeing one person at a time. Although it's effective, one person at a time, was not efficient enough for me. Like, I was working a full-time job, and it was an important role because I was responsible for millions of dollars and responsible for 25 people's income and livelihood. Like, we needed to find success in this bar so everyone there could make money. My goal was to make sure that the tips were good for my staff, but also we had great service because we got rated by the Venetian. Like, we were the number one service provider in our category, like kind venues at the Venetian, up against the top nightclubs on that property, which there are some very world-renowned nightclubs there. And we kept getting the number one rating because I was so focused on, the customer experience when they got there and creating a culture with our staff when they got there. So I wanted to find a way to, have that high level of customer service. But before I could do that, I needed to learn how to attract clients in my real estate business. And I was doing both at the same time. So I was limited on time. And I had just started a family. I just recently married my wife in 2012. And I just had my son in 2013. And, babysitter, no, I can't do that. I'm watching him in the day until my wife gets home at 3 or 4 because she works as a teacher. And I am, at 6, 7 o'clock going into the nightlife position again and working until 2 a.m., And then I come home, I get a few hours sleep, I wake up, my wife's off to work, and my baby boy is there for me to watch and take care of. And how am I going to find success in real estate? I can't do an open house this morning. I can't go door knocking. I can't even sit down and do lead gen, to cold call, FSBOs and expireds, which all the top producers do. And on top of that, I don't even like doing that stuff because I don't like when I'm on the other end getting those calls. I don't like it. Well, I wish I did, because I'm telling you, those top producers and you guys that do go after FSBOs and expireds, oh man, you guys have something that I just don't have, but I could have it one day, and I'm determined to just put my mind to it one day. But I have a different strategy now with digital marketing that goes after FSBOs and expireds through the retargeting process. You guys will learn all about that. Go over to socialagentsecrets.com and enter your email. You'll be notified when we drop new informational trainings and courses on that specific subject as well. So, what am I going to do? My time, my calendar is booked, and there's only 3 or 4 hours for sleep. We found this amazing person who came into our life, who was willing to come to our house, and we vetted her, background checked her, and she came over and saved us. We were able to have her watch our little baby boy while I was able to start going out and practicing real estate. And now that I had the time, I had to use it the most effective and efficient way possible. I absolutely kept thinking, what am I going to do? I don't like door knocking. I don't like cold calling. I'll do an open house from time to time. But you know, it's like not efficient in my opinion for my time. As far as like, how can I be reaching more people? I used to own a mobile billboard company. One night I'm at my Ultra Lounge thinking about this. I'm like just getting introduced to Snapchat. Okay. And I'm just getting introduced to Instagram. And this is like, I don't know, 2010, 2009, 2010, 2011, around that time. And then, you know, I started using social media to show the parties we were throwing at the Ultra Lounge when we had special events by Hewlett Packard or Nike or Smith and Wesson or any of these companies that were coming in from, you know, their corporate headquarters and throwing huge corporate events at our bar. Like, I'm showcasing it through Snapchat. I'm talking about it on Snapchat, and I didn't have any followers. So I was starting to get comfortable. I'm like, what is this thing? At first, I remember when I first did my first Snapchat video, I was scared. Like, my heart started beating. I was like, oh my gosh, like, what if someone sees this and thinks that I'm an idiot? Or like, you know, I look a little bit tired. I got bags under my eyes because I'm not getting any sleep. But you know, let me just try this thing out. It seems fun. All the younger kids are doing it. And, you know, I like social media and I've been using it a little bit to promote my venue and try to get bottle service sold and try to get reservations. And it started working. Like, we started showing videos of, you know, people popping bottles. We started showing videos of corporate and private events. You know, I created an Instagram page for the lounge, the V-Bar. Is what it was called, the V-Bar Ultra Lounge at the Venetian. And we started just like showcasing, stories started coming out, Instagram, you know, Facebook. We created a Facebook page. I was getting everyone to post on their social media profiles. Hey, listen, like, we can get more tips if everyone works together on this. Let's just, you know, show what's happening at our venue, get the DJs to do it. And we started getting people on our staff. Hey, I got a reservation. I started getting people like in my sphere, people that I knew that were connected to me on Facebook, on Instagram. Hey, look, I keep on seeing you throwing this party. Like, you're at V-Bar. Like, I want bottle service. We're coming in Friday night. We're coming in Saturday night. We also had hookah service there. One of the only venues on the Las Vegas Strip with hookah. So people who like smoking hookah, and for those of you who don't know what hookah is, hubbly bubbly or shisha, it's a very old school, like ancient way of smoking tobacco, and it's flavored tobacco. And you know, it was something that we provided there, and so people saw that on our Snapchats and our Facebooks and Instagrams. I'm like, wow, this is working. And it's a passive way. Like, I'm not calling individually the people in my sphere and begging them to come down and buy a $300 bottle for me. I'm showing them the experience we're creating here at this lounge, and they are being attracted to me and messaging me, and they're calling and texting me. And I'm looking at the viewers of the people watching my stories, and it's the same people that were looking at those stories on Snapchat and looking at my posts on Instagram and liking my stuff on Facebook that eventually down the line would start calling me for a reservation to do bottle service. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what if I did this in real estate? What if I used this same exact strategy in real estate? That's way more powerful and such a great use of my time. That's what I should be doing.
Social agent secrets.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you for listening to part one of this podcast. In the next segment, we're actually going to be talking about now how we transitioned and started applying these newfound techniques, this newfound digital marketing strategy, kind of an organic way of reaching out to our sphere passively without prospecting and actively reaching and calling and texting, but showing them the experience and attracting them to that experience and compelling them to reach out to me to book reservations. Same principle, same strategy. I decided to go ahead and apply to my real estate business as I was transitioning from my nightlife career and my food and beverage career into my real estate career. And so I'm going to be talking on the next episode exactly what I started doing and where I started using video and how easy it was for me to just be consistent with it. And after I'd gotten over the fear of caring what other people thought about me and just going all out and just making a commitment to show up every day in my real estate business, I can't wait to share those tactics and strategies with you. And it's the same stuff that I'm doing today. So thank you for listening in on this episode of why I chose social media and a digital marketing strategy as my main prospecting strategy, my main way of lead generation. Thank you for listening. And I hope that this podcast is really starting to give you guys some ideas on how you might be able to apply what I was doing even in the nightlife. I bet you some of you can even think, wow, I can use this same tool. How would I apply it in real estate though? That's what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. So again, thanks for stopping by. I hope that you're enjoying this content. If you are, please, you guys, go and review this podcast. It's a fledgling podcast. It's brand new. I'm really trying to get the word out because I truly believe that the tactics and strategies and the mindset we're sharing on this podcast are going to change some agents' life, some agents' careers who may have given up and quit because they just don't like the old traditional ways of marketing and prospecting, and they want to implement the new and exciting and relevant way to gain attention in their real estate business. And otherwise, without hearing things like this, maybe from my perspective, might have just floundered out of the business like so many new real estate agents, professionals, and even experienced professionals that just aren't really savvy with the new technology, aren't really adopting it yet, but kind of want to learn about it. Please like, comment, share, rate this podcast, take a screenshot of this podcast and share it on your social media account. Tag somebody you think that might find this useful. If you're not a real estate agent or loan officer, it doesn't matter. You can share this with anybody in the real estate industry. This stuff also works for outside of the real estate industry. Anything that has to do with sales, you can apply these same strategies. Once again, this is Danny Fee with Social Agent Secrets. I'm looking forward to sharing more information with you on future podcasts. Stop by socialagentsecrets.com. It should be up real soon. Plug in your email address, get updates on when we release new podcast episodes, new trainings, new interviews, new information on how to create the digital you, because the most powerful tool in your real estate business is the digital you. And we're going to show you how to craft that digital character, that attractive digital agent of yours, in such a way you start attracting massive amounts of business and start closing more real estate deals and have a great success in your real estate business. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll see you on the next podcast. We should have the website up soon. Right now, it's going to be the most basic version, but go to socialagentsecrets.com and go ahead and just put your email address in there, and we'll notify you whenever there's a new podcast, a new pop-up training that comes out, any valuable information that is going to help you close more deals and start attracting business of motivated and qualified buyers and sellers your way. We're going to be sharing content with you on how to do that. We will see you on the next podcast.